Kroger Tender Ray Beef presents by transcription Hearts in Harmony and brings you today Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, star of the radio world, who in a moment will tell you about a star of the food world featured at your Kroger store. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef, a famous star of the food world, gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There at Kroger's is where you get Kroger cut beef and many other outstanding stars of the food world. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy to tell you about a famous star of the food world featured at your Kroger store.
All right, Charlie. What does shade grown mean?
Well, everyone knows shade-grown coffees give the finer, richer flavor to Chase and Sanborn. And what's more, everyone loves that shade-grown flavor. How's that, Bergen?
Get Chase and Sanborn coffee at your Kroger store. It's Kroger for better values on well-known brands, the stars of the food world. And now, Hearts in Harmony. On their way to Heatherton to be married, Penny Gibbs and Barry Carlton were in a severe automobile accident. Both lay near death for several days. But now, after much suffering and anxiety, both show strong signs of recovery. And for the first time since the accident, they are to see each other. Anxious to look her best for the visit to Barry's room, Penny says to her nurse,
Miss Brill, I wish you'd help me fix my hair. It looks awful.
Miss Gibbs, you can't expect to look as if you were at a beauty shop this morning. Not after so many days in bed.
No, I want to look at least slightly presentable when I go in to see Barry.
Well, let's see what a little combing and brushing will do.
It's, stringy straight, isn't it?
Oh, you have to expect that after what you've been through. My name is Angela, if you'd like to know.
Thank you. Oh, that hurts, Angela.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be very gentle from now on.
No, let it hurt if it must. I want to look my best for Barry, bandages and all.
I don't think he'll care much how you look, just as long as he gets to see you. There. I got some of the wave back into your hair. Now let's see what we can do with the front.
Wouldn't I have been a sight with all the bandages I had on my face yesterday?
There's hardly a mark on your face where they've been removed. You're just as beautiful as ever.
I don't feel it.
Well, you are. And you look especially beautiful to him. He thinks it's been a long time since he's seen you.
It has been. Has he asked about me much?
Constantly. He's awfully excited about seeing you today. And he's just as worried about how he looks as you are. There, how do you like what I've done at the front of your hair? Do you like it rolled up that way?
That's very nice. You aren't by any chance a hairdresser as well as a nurse, are you, Angela?
Oh, heavens, no. But my sister runs a beauty shop in Wayne City, and she taught me a few things. Now, do you want to fix your face a little?
Oh, it needs it, doesn't it?
Well, maybe a little lipstick if you want. Not too much, or it'll make the rest of your face look paler than it is.
I am awfully pale. I hadn't realized. You think it'll worry him?
Well, he doesn't expect you to come waltzing into his room looking fresh as a 16-year-old. He knows you were badly hurt.
I just don't want to shock him. Too much lipstick?
No, that's just right. Now, here, let's fix your gown, slip your bed jacket over your shoulders, and you'll look lovely.
All right.
No, don't try to raise yourself, Miss Gibbs. You mustn't do that yet. Here, I'll just lift you a little and slip the bed jacket around you. There. Now, look at yourself.
Oh, you think I dare?
Of course. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Here, look at this mirror. Well?
Well, I guess I've looked worse.
I think you look fine. And Mr. Carlton will think so, too. Now, all we have to do is to wait for Dr. Weston to phone and tell you it's time to make your call.
Well, I have to wait long.
I don't think so.
Oh, how am I going to get to his room, Walt?
Good heavens, Miss Kipps. You just won't admit you're sick, will you? No, we're going to wheel you in on your bed.
It's quite a way to pay a visit.
I'm sure it'll be a pleasant visit, though. But you must remember one thing. Mr. Carlton is still very weak from the operation. You mustn't try to make him talk too much.
I won't.
And please don't beg to stay too long. Dr. Weston is going to tell Mr. Carlton that you'll be allowed to see each other more often if you don't insist on visiting too long at any one time.
When the bed is raised so far, you can feel a pressure on your back, Mr. Carlton. Tell me, will you?
I don't feel anything yet, Dr. Weston. Oh, yes. Do now.
Fine. And we'll lower just a little. There we are. How's that?
Fine. I'd like to be up a little higher. I'd be able to see her better.
You'll be able to get a good look at her from that position, Mr. Carlton. Now, are you sure you're comfortable?
Yes, very comfortable.
You wouldn't lie to me, would you? Well, I hope not. Tell me something and tell me frankly, Mr. Carlton. Do you really feel strong enough to see her?
Oh, of course. Of course I do.
I want you to be very sure. It may not seem to be a strain on you, but it will be just the same.
Well, what do you mean? How can it hurt me to see her?
The excitement.
Oh, was that all? I thought maybe you meant that Penny was disfigured in some way or...
No, I didn't mean that at all. It's just the emotional strain. You're not very strong. In fact, if you'd tell me frankly that you didn't feel up to seeing her, I'd be most willing to postpone the visit till some other time.
No, I want to see her, Doctor. I want to see her now if it's not too much of a strain on her.
It's going to take a lot out of her, too, and the excitement of it, that is. She's still in serious condition herself, but not in half as bad shape as you.
Does she know how bad I am?
Well, she knows your condition is still critical. You won't need to play it down or put on an act, and please don't. That'll add a further strain to the visit.
I'll behave. If I don't, Penny will make me behave. She always does. When do I see her?
Right away. I'll phone to have her brought in.
It seems too good to be true.
Yes?
This is Dr. Weston. Connect me with room 803, please.
Yes, Doctor.
Nurse Brill?
Oh, Nurse, this is Dr. Weston. You may have Miss Gibbs brought into Mr. Carlton's room anytime she's ready.
She's ready now, Dr. Weston. I'll have her brought right in.
Well, thank you very much. But warn the attendants to be careful. She mustn't be shaken up.
Yes, Doctor. They'll be careful.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Carlton, she's as good as on her way.
Will I look all right to her, Doctor? She won't think I'm worse than I am, will she? I don't want to put her to any more suffering than I've caused her already.
Let me look at you. Oh, Barry, it's so good to see you.
Good to see you too, Penny. You don't know how good... There aren't words to say how good.
I'm sorry I look the way I do. I made myself look as
well. I don't care how you look, but you look lovely.
I know I don't, but I'm glad you think so. Can you reach your hand out to me?
Can I? Of course I can. I was hoping you'd ask, but I was afraid you couldn't.
I'd want to even if I couldn't. Oh, darling, don't squeeze.
Oh, did I hurt your hand?
No, but you mustn't waste the strength.
That's not wasting it. Your hand's cold, darling.
And yours is very warm. In fact, it's hot.
Maybe it'll warm yours.
I don't mind cold hands. My heart's warm inside.
We banged ourselves up pretty badly, but we didn't shake our feelings for each other, did we?
It'd take a lot more than a silly old accident to shake that, darling.
I'm sure of it. Darling, are they taking good care of you?
Wonderful.
I told Mother to look out for
you. I'm getting the best of care, and I know you are, too.
I guess they've done everything they possibly could now. The rest is up to me.
Barry, you mustn't worry.
I did. I did at first. I did until this morning, until a little while ago. But the minute you came into the room and I saw you, I didn't worry anymore. One look at you and I knew I'd have to be all right.
Of course you have to be, and that's where you will be. I don't even think we have to talk about it. It's one of those wonderful things we can take for granted. Darling. Oh, darling, are you in pain?
No, not more than you are, I imagine. Do I look awful to you?
You look wonderful to me. To see you and be with you is wonderful. Barry, we always said we didn't care where we were as long as we were together. And I guess this is one of those times we're getting a chance to prove it.
Miss Gibbs, I think you'd better...
Oh, just a few minutes more, Angela. Just a minute more, then, please. Just 1 minute.
All right. 1 minute.
They don't give us long, do they, darling?
No, but if we don't insist this time, they'll let us see each other often.
Yes.
Oh, Barry, before I go, tell me you love me.
Do I have to tell you? You know I do. I love you. I love you.
And I love you with all my heart and soul and all my being. You'll never forget that, will you?
How can I forget what's burned into my heart? No, darling, I'll never forget. It's the one thing that brought me through this, and it's going to take me the rest of the way, too.
I want it to, Barry. We'll have everything we planned just the way we planned it. Oh, darling, this has been a terrible experience for both of us, but we've gone through it together, and that makes it not quite as bad as it might have been.
I guess we can stand anything together, can't we, darling?
After this, I think we can. And maybe next time I come to see you, I'll be able to lean over and kiss you.
Oh, I hope so. And if you can, I hope I can.
I hope one of us can. Darling, let's concentrate on it and try to get well just as fast as you can.
The minute's up, Miss Gibbs.
All right, Angela, I won't argue this time.
I'll wheel you out in the hall, and the attendants will take you back to your room.
Bye, darling.
Oh, darling.
I hate to let go of your hand, but...
Don't say goodbye. Just say until next time, Barry.
Until next time, then, darling. Until next time, and then before long, we'll be together forever.
Yes, darling, forever.
I'll close the door now, Mr. Carlton. Maybe you'll try to sleep.
Nurse, may I see you a minute?
Well, yes, of course. Just a minute, Miss Gibbs.
All right.
Nurse, come here a minute. Come here where I can whisper.
What is it, Mr. Carlton?
I don't know. I don't let Penny hear you, but send for Dr. Weston right away. Right away.
Why must Barry see Dr. Weston in such a hurry? Has the strain of Penny's visit been too much for him? Has this been Penny's last glimpse of the man she loves? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Here's your big opportunity. Kroger's great hot-dated coffee brings you the chance to win a big, luxurious Hudson sedan, an Alaska sealskin fur coat valued at $1,400, a Westinghouse laundromat, roaster, or adjust-o-matic iron. Kroger is awarding 1,160 prizes in 5 weekly contests. The first week's contest closes midnight next Wednesday, October 15. Get your entry blank with full details at your Kroger store and enter today. Be sure to listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.